You ready? Let's go. I wanna hear some new soul, so I had to check. Pushing soul with DJ D, Poison Hef. They play that classic R&B, that's the kind I like. I play it every time I wanna get in the vibe, okay. Even play some funk, that's the style I want. Indie R&B too, you know how the crew do. Hey, talking and mixing and steady on the road. DJ D, Poison Hef, and this is Pushing Soul.
So, what's up, everybody?
Tell me when did you do the bada boom da?
What's the sound effect? What the amigos are you doing over there?
La la la!
Bang 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 bang!
Good boy, man. Shout out! Shout out! Shout out!
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, welcome to Pushing Soul. You know who this be. I be F. Chulo.
You know.
And that's that platinum DJ of the hour. Going by DJ.
DJ, DEEPOISE on
everything. Follow him everywhere and every social media platform out there. That's that DJ the Poise. And it's the mix show, Pushing Soul. It's for the R&B lover, the music lover. This is the show for you. So tell a friend to tell a friend. Tune in right now. Turn it up because DJ the Poise is about to give them some of that good vibe, good feeling music that make you want to dance.
Dance. You make me want to dance. You make me want to dance.
Okay, that was a little eerie. But, yeah, whatever he's talking about.
Because I'm drinking. I'm drinking, man.
If y'all can see what he's drinking, this Chiray.
Why you gotta say it like that? Chiray.
Chiray. I was pronounced on the bottle. This thing was horrible. He's like, man, this is like suited to my palate. And I'm like, oh no, not this. He drank the whole bottle.
To the head.
Drunk the whole
to
bottle.
The dome.
If it was a 40, he drunk 30. He drunk 30. I took like 10%. He took the rest of the 30.
You said 40. That's really hood right now. That's kind of ghetto to say now, ain't it?
Did the ghetto say 40?
I think so.
Do they still say 40? Do they sell 40s?
Yeah, they still sell 40s. But who's buying them? People who are in their 40s and up?
No.
There ain't no young people buying no 40s. Yes. Are there young people buying 40s out there?
I ain't gonna put race.
Do young people drink?
I know. Because
it's not
guys,
a thing anymore.
White guys be buying 40s, bro. I lied to you. I'm not lying. I am
40s of what?
40s.
40s of Budweiser or Bud?
I like Bud Light.
You just gonna put them in the box. I know white dudes that used to drink OE and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know a few that drunk OE too. You know, I remember,
but the majority drank Bud Light. With a 6-pack of Bud. No, 24-pack. I'd be like, dude, you drinking all that beer? Yeah, I'm going, that's just to get started.
That's,
and come in to work or come in and see you and be bragging about it. Yeah, I had like 2 24 packs last night. What? And you still alive?
Why you just buy a 40?
No, they say, I don't like malt liquor. Gives me a headache. And 2 24 packs of beer don't give you a headache, bro. Shoot.
Wow.
And then I'd have Mexican friends.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Oh.
I had a bunch of Corona last night. How many? I had 35. What?
Oh, yeah. You can drink Corona. Corona just makes you pee. That's all it does. Corona will get you
after
drunk.
So long, though, you drink so many Coronas.
Yeah. But you be drunk, too. Yeah, I think it.
That's a lot of Coronas.
Nah, I don't know. Corona, you can drink a lot of Corona. You just get tired of peeing after a while. I'm tired. I can't do it.
Is that that Dominican thing in you that you know?
There you go. Why you always try to call me out like that, bro? One, because I got Dominican in my blood. You think I'm tolerant to Corona?
But you don't even drink lungs. That kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not a beer connoisseur.
Yeah, I'm not a connoisseur. I hung out with my friends, and they were like, hey, we went to this one bar that had like 48 different flavors of beer.
Oh, yeah, I went there for my birthday one year.
And
loved it.
And they were like, well, give him a dark beer. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
That's the worst thing to give somebody who don't drink.
Oh, God, it was horrible. This is gonna be a nice little frothy. It's gonna be a little malty, and you're gonna like the flavor. You can like pretty much chew it. And I'm like,
chewing beer?
Okay. So right. they gave me the thing. So you know, I wasn't buying it because you know me. They was buying it, so it was like a cup like this big here.
Was it the D kicker beer?
Nah. They didn't give me that one. I didn't make it that far because after I taste that the one beer they gave me, I'm like, I'm good.
Oh,
I'm good.
I've drank with the top-notch people in Minnesota, and they said, yeah, you need to try this. I was like, what is this? This is our own beer, Minnesota beer. I'm like, whatever. It was dark. Bro, I didn't even hardly get through the thing on glass, and I was like, oh, God. I told you to take it easy, dude. And then they want to do shots with it. I was like, oh, my God. I never got so drunk as I did with white people than I ever got with black people. White people can drink. I will not front on you. They drink beer and then do shots and then get other stuff.
What do you think about like my last few parties I've been going to? Like New Year's Eve, you know. Like I said, they had this one liquor. It was brownish green. I'm like, it shouldn't be brown. It shouldn't be no green in this liquor. With brownish green, they say, "Oh, this is like 100 proof." Blah 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 blah. I'm like, "What the hell?" But I took it to the head, bro, and my whole insides like dropped. They're like, "Doo-doo-doo-doo." And I'm like, "Oh my goodness."
That's worse than moonshine.
Oh nah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was worse than moonshine. Cause the thing about moonshine, the good moonshine is so smooth, it doesn't hurt you. You can gulp moonshine, and it don't burn you. If it's a good moonshine. But yeah, so a lot of my friends are white, and that's what I party with every weekend.
Oh, God. Some of my best friends are white.
Like,
okay.
Hey, what you doing for New Year's? I haven't decided. Oh, you're coming over. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm like, because I've had that moment. Like, remember that movie Get Out? When she came up scared, when she was stirring the teacup?
Never saw that
movie. You never saw that movie Get Out? Okay, no. Well, she was stirring the teacup, and she was hypnotizing the guy. And the guy was in his mind, trying to get out of his mind, but he was trapped in his mind. That's how I'm there sometimes when I'm drinking. And I think they're stirring the teacup. So I had to make them just use nothing but plastic cups around. Okay, I know it's time to get to some music. Y'all call. Y'all tune in to listen to DJ the Boy. He's doing his thing to keep it hot in this building. You know what time it is? DJ! D-Poys! It's time. It's your time, bro.
R&B, soul, and neo-soul in the mix. This is Pushin' Soul.
Off, bringing the mood and the melody. This is a felony. We are dropping to the ground like an enemy. And my whole team's winning. I cannot describe this feeling. They're asking me for more. Give it to them good, rough, rugged, and raw. Take it to the floor. Dance till the morning. Got your feet sore. And how I got my shots. Always be remembered. I will never be forgot.
the haters can rot. I ain't going nowhere, no, I found my sweet spot. Nikki Plaza. Shut out the drama. Watch how I see me. Usiku watalala. Bring pride to mama. Maisha yangu hiwe kitu ya maana.
Feel cute like you love my heart. So smooth like goes my power. I don't mind, no, I don't mind, yeah. Can't be God, Steph Curry's eyes, yeah.
So, with DJ D-Boys and Hess.
I know, and I probably shouldn't. I'm still indecisive. And she want me to wipe it, but I know I shouldn't be doing this, but here we go again. Girl, you know that pussy is my weakness. Weakness. Girl, you got me addicted when you're switching positions. You tell me shut up, and you know I listen. I hate it, wishing that I did.
What's going on?
hands in half.
Some things remain the same, 'cause they were meant to be. Some things like love, some things like you and me. Capture a moment lost in time, and my whole world is your love, and yours is mine. You're still the one. After all this time, you're still the one. When I think about love, when I think about us,
DJ D-Boys in half.
Like a mama did. I don't. I hope my son wants to be like his daddy one day when he gets grown. Hope I'm forgiven one day for all of the things,
yeah, yeah,
that I did wrong. I hope my daughter don't hate me like her mama did. I don't. God forgives what she wants. God forgives what she wants. God forgive. He's a provider, he's a provider, mixed with a liar, only to hide ya from a truth that just might break your heart. Selfish desire, still paying for the shit that I did on my first album. So tell me, what's the use of changing when I know that you'll never let it go? When it's all said and done, I hope my daughter don't hate me like her mama did. I don't, no. I hope my son wants to be like his daddy one day when he gets grown. Your daddy's still a good man. Hope I'm forgiven one day for all of the things, oh, that I did wrong. My daughter don't hate me like a mama did. I don't. Yeah. God forgive, God forgive.
This ain't fair. This ain't living,
I'm not afraid to
boys in half.
You're running these streets long, got you come on to me, baby, baby. Don't wait until too hard. Don't change, I'll stay right here where you are. From the bottom, I know that we come so far. It's not honest, but it takes care of us. I know you will always be the one. So true to you, baby. Whatever happens to me, end up being so good, so good, so good.
Sweetest thing I've ever known was like the kiss on a collarbone. Soft caress of happiness. The way you are, your style of dress. I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, ooh, baby, like just to hear you speak, yeah. Makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. What the sweetest thing I know. On smaller my bag, more valuable, than all I own. Like your precious, precious baby, on skin tone. It was the sweet, the sweet.
This be Hef. Hey, that's DJ Du Bois and his mix.
Yeah.
Bro, you was getting it. You played a few songs I've never heard of.
That's the object of the game.
Oh, wow.
Play a lot of songs, rare songs that you can't hear anywhere else. Why would you want it? I don't know why everybody always wants to hear the same old, same old. Why not squeeze in some new artists sometimes?
New artists, yeah.
Give them some shine and opportunities. Might become one of your new favorites, you know?
New favorites, yeah. You're right about that.
I get hated on for that.
Because you ain't playing the mainstream stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't recognize, like, a lot of the songs you were playing. Good. Why would you want me to play the same songs you can hear on regular radio all day, every day? You didn't play enough Drake. He has R&B too.
I'm glad you didn't have one single Drake drop in that piece. I am so glad.
That's what our mix show was when I was growing up. That's what it was. It was a lot of new exclusive joints.
Because you hear that one piece, like, who was that one artist in here? Then you have to contact the DJ, get his playlist, and like, hey, who's that one person you had that one song after this song before that song?
How do y'all think, like, how do people think they found out about Mary J's and all those other great artists that are, you know, popular today? How do you think you found out about Keith Sweat and LaVert, and somebody had to break them somewhere? So,
yeah. Man,
let me be the new millennium DJ that breaks records.
Uh-oh. The record breaker. Oh, is that new tagline? New name?
No,
record breaker?
It's old.
Oh, that's old.
Yeah, that's old.
For you. I'm talking about for you.
Maybe.
That's new tagline for you?
Maybe.
DJ Breaker. Record breaker.
Record breaker. Music breaker. Oh.
But hey, but that was a smooth set. You play a lot of, again, a lot of music I haven't heard before, so I'm going to have to look at your playlist.
Hopefully some that you have, a little bit of.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's a, quite a few I've heard, but then you're doing them once. I'm like, I've never heard this track before. I like it.
Oh, well, good. That helps out. At least somebody appreciates it.
Oh, yeah, you know I appreciate everything you do, bro.
I didn't like none of that stuff you was playing, because I ain't know nothing you played. So you must be a horrible DJ, because you play some stuff I never heard of in my life.
I remember when I used to DJ clubs, bro, and people used to come up like, hey, can you play this? I played it 4 times already. I'm like,
then
no.
Then you would be considered a sucky DJ, because you
wouldn't
play their songs.
I was the suckiest DJ. I was trying to play stuff people haven't heard before, man. I was trying to break songs in that people never heard, you know what I'm saying? But people want to hear the exact same thing. That's the worst thing about being a DJ, when people want to hear the exact same thing or hear something that just came out and everybody else is playing the exact same. It sucks. DJ life sucks.
You can mingle it in, but don't, you know, flood it with the same old, oh my God, can you stop playing with something that you're sick of right now, that you're like, I wish they would stop playing this song so much.
Which one of her songs? Which one of Ellie Mae's songs?
I wish y'all stopped playing Booed Up so much.
Oh, God.
I'm so booed out.
Oh, God. I remember when I was DJing, I'm about to take it back, when I was DJing, bro. I remember the club owner, she kept on coming to me. They're like, hey, you got to play my song again. I'm like, yeah. What can you tell your club owner?
Now it's
about playing her song.
Yeah, now it's can you play this step song? If I hear one more step song at a get together, okay.
You're supposed to play step songs at get together.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said that?
That's DJ Turn. You gotta play step songs. That's what they're there for. They want to.
You don't need a DJ.
They want the steps. They want the step.
Then y'all should just get a MP3 and let that play. Why you need a DJ just to play step songs all night?
Because, okay, so my rule when it comes to step songs, you play 2 to 3 step songs,
nope.
And then you give them a break.
No, they want to hear it all
and
night.
Then you
all
come back.
All night.
No, it depends on the one you play. You got to tire them out. They can only go. They go for like 2 or 3 songs. Then you let them tire out. Then you go back to playing your regular stuff. Then you're like, hey, get back up, play some more step music. And then, because you know, there's so many step dances out there. So,
right.
So many
of the same steps.
So yeah, I don't mind doing step. I think that's the easiest gig. When I go to an old school party. And I know, like, oh my goodness.
That's
yay!
Not an old school party.
Like
step party.
No, it becomes a step party. Because I don't have to like blend something like you did. Like the first half hour, no. I'll just, you know, play the music like you played, and then play 3 back to back step songs. I'm like the coolest DJ after a while. Then I get back to regular, then play some more step music. Hey, you got it. As long as they happy, but, you know, I think it's rough. Being a DJ is a rough job.
And then they want to hear. And then what's the thing about it? The older crowd is they don't want to hear old school. Guess what they want to hear? Trap. Yes. 40-year-old, 50-plus people want to hear trap music.
Because they're on that regular radio stuff.
Right. And the young people want to hear old school hip-hop. Go figure that. Old school R&B, 90s, 2000s stuff. Like, you wasn't even born yet. You can't win.
Nah, you're
don't try to win. Do a crowd with the 40s and young people. Because you're going to have it all cross-mixed. Like, what?
That's
what
the first
the
thing
hell?
I'm trying to find out, man. I don't do that. I leave that to you. That's why I partnered up with you. I don't DJ no more. I used to try and find out what's the crowd. Because, you know, if I think the youngest party I've ever done was like 20, 30, 30. I don't do nothing under 30. If they like, oh, they were 25, 21, I'm like, nah, I can't even do it.
It's a teen party.
No, I can't endure it. I did a teen party with someone, and I was having an R. Kelly moment in here. I'm like, what the hell? No, you can't play this. And you be trying to tell the parents, like, I don't think this is appropriate, that we should be playing this type of music for the child. Oh, no, let's go ahead and play. I'm like, no, I can't play this.
They listen to that all day anyway.
You see what your daughter's doing out there?
No. Your daughter's twerking. Okay, well.
Now, don't get me wrong. I thank Luke for having the girls to event twerk. But they're going overboard right now.
Worth it. Okay, well, I don't know. This is an R&B show, so. That's what we do.
R&B all day. All day, every day. Oh, we about to get back to some more music? Yeah. Hey, you know what time it is. Hey, let's see what Bag of Tricks DJ DePoy's come out with this next set of music. Hey, we'll be right back right after this. This is Pushing Soul.
Pushing Soul Radio.
For someone like him, and all this time I thought that he was just a friend, but not just anybody can touch my body. And then he came along and showed me pleasure like I never know. He's got that magic. Ooh, he's got that magic. Ooh, he's got. So spiritually, so everything, he's a miracle, yeah. He's got that magic. Ooh, he's got that magic. Ooh, he's got that magic. The way he touches me is so spiritually, so everything, he's a miracle, yeah. Just to look at his face, you would never know that he's the one. But after one conversation, you will see where I am coming from. His words are so gifted, his humor is so wicked. And he's a brainiac, and he makes me laugh like an aphrodisiac. He's got that magic. He's got that magic. He's got.
Yeah. like warm or crazy fan, so they can help pollute the air.
No. gonna love me, yeah. You know you're gonna hold me and squeeze me.
Push yourself. Is that my phone? Oh, that's you. Okay. I thought, like, is that music coming from? Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to Push Yourself.
Yeah. We are about to get out of here,
that's,
I guess.
Quick, man, that hour we going to quick. We might push this out to 2 hours.
Uh oh. That's more work for me.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to our new affiliate, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Station.
The Brooklyn Station, you know.
That's all love.
We on there 4 days a week. We try to make it five. I'm trying to push my boy to do another one.
Another show.
Yeah. But shout out to Brooklyn for letting us do an hour every day. What's our time slot every day there?
At 12 noon.
12 noon. Tune in to that Brooklyn Station.
Shout out. We come on every day on Hot 365.
Shout out to Hot 365. You know what?
945 the beat.
You know what time slot on 365?
11.
A.M.?
Yep.
Oh, 11 a.m.? Wait a minute. So they get listening to us 11 a.m.?
Yep.
Did they get at 12 a.m.?
12 p.m.
That's back. That's love right there, man. Thank you, all these affiliates, man. That's just mad love, man.
That is love to everybody that support. 2019, I think we're going to make the return of Hustle Brand TV.
Hustle Brand TV. More drops. We're doing more drops because I got some skits with some drops, man.
Uh-oh. Is that where you're going to start your t-shirt day? Where you going to have got the women model? Is that going to happen this year?
You know something? Oh, that'll be good. That'll be a good look.
Cut off.
Model of the week. T-shirt model of the week.
You trying to put me in a divorce?
That's my segment of the show.
Okay. Yeah, that's your segment of the show.
That's half segment of the show. I have nothing to do with it. I just help them choose the winner.
Oh.
No, you don't have to do that. I choose the winner.
I leave the room or something.
Yeah, you could be like Birdcage. Just be blindfolded.
I never seen Birdcage, so I don't get it.
Oh, I mean, I'm doing all jokes about Birdcage. That's why you didn't recognize none of my jokes.
I didn't.
Yeah, I gotta watch that. It's a pretty interesting movie on Netflix.
Oh, well.
I know we gotta get up out of here. Follow me on social media. Follow me at Hef. Too low?
You know.
And DJ, how can they follow you?
At DJ DEEPOISC on everything. Don't forget, get that mixtape. The class of
2018.
Side Hustle Radio, Soul Hustle Radio, class of 2018 coming
soon.
Soon.
Soon. So, hey, give us that love. And, man, it's been a great show. Breath, honored to do this again with you every day. Until next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peace.